And then to Rizal at Victor Alpha Summer, Romeo Oscar Zulu, what have you got for field day, Rizal?
Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Oscar Zulu, this is Rosemary. You're mixing me up with my daughter. She's RXR. Anyways, thanks for taking my check-in and thanks for doing the net. I'm not sure what we're going to do. Josie went camping this weekend and she was our driver, so I'm not sure if we're going to get to go anywhere. Anyways, you have a great day and 73.
Oh, I apologize for that, Rosemary. You sound just like Rizal. What can I say? Okay, well, have a great day tomorrow, and hopefully you do get out to do some field day stuff. It would be nice to see you out there. Okie dokie. I'll move on then to Victor Alpha 7, Yankee Uniform Uniform. What have you got?
Victor Alpha 7, Yankee Uniform Uniform. Yes, field day. So I'm actually just looking at the map now, planning how I'm going to get there. But yes, the answer is yes, I will be doing, well, that's not the answer to the question. The question was, what are you doing, not yes or no. Okay, but yes, I will be going to, with the Surrey Amateur Radio Club, we're going to the field, of course, and I will be going there. And luckily, I just heard today that I can take the car, and it will be that green car. If people at the OTC will remember, they probably remember that green car. It will be there, so I will be going there and looking around and seeing what's going on. Maybe operate. I heard there might be a radio or two I could use, and so maybe I'll do that. If not, that's fine. I can just look around and see what other people are doing and socialize. That's the plan.
Oh, right on, Jason. Yeah, well, that's I've been given a time slot to embarrass myself at about 1 o'clock, so look forward to that as well. So, yeah, look forward to seeing you there. Hi. Okie dokie. Thanks very much for that. I'll move on to Robert now at Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Lima Sierra. What have you got?
Hey, thanks for taking my check-in. Appreciate it. Unfortunately, we have other plans for the weekend. The wife's home for the weekend. She just got home, so we're going to try to spend some me time together, just the two of us doing one thing or another. But if we can fit in one of the locations, we might drop by and say hello. It just depends on the scheduling there. But I'm glad to hear there's so much activity happening on the radio this weekend. It's always great. Mostly it's the winter time, and I spend a lot more time on the radio getting to talk to people. But all the best. Appreciate what you're doing. Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Lima Sierra.
All right. Thank you very much for that, Robert. And enjoy the day, of course, together. That's always a good thing as well. Okie dokie. Paul is up next at Victor Echo 7, Victor Papa. What have you got there, Paul?
Good evening, Gary, everyone on that. Victor Echo 7, Victor Papa here. Well, I should be sitting around a campfire up at Manning Park right now, but my truck had other plans for us. While I was looking up the trailer this morning, it decided to blow the transmission cooler lines. So, yeah, so that kind of put a damper on our big field day plans up at Manning Park. We were actually staying up there for the whole week. I was going to do Canada Day as well. So I got my truck is in the shop right now. It's supposed to be ready tomorrow afternoon, but I have my doubts. They tried their best to get it ready today so we could head out there, but it didn't work out, so we had to cancel our reservations in order to recover some money. And then Trish looked at the reservation site right away and saw our campsite was back up there, so she booked it from Monday to Friday. So we're going to go Monday. I'll do Canada Day out in out at Manning Park. But yeah, both of us were extremely disappointed. My front driveway looks like the Exxon Valdez spill, though. Tranny fluid everywhere.
Oh, good gosh, Paul. Sorry to hear about that. was it just a rubber hose coupling that came off, or it just blew a hose right off the line and that was the end of it?
No, one of the steel hoses, one of the steel lines rusted through. I don't know what it is with this truck of mine, but I mean, I've had it since day one, and I've taken good care of it, and it's just underneath is just a rust bucket. So I think the long, well, not the, the short term goal is well, maybe next summer is to look for a new vehicle. Something a little bit, something a little newer, and a little more reliable for towing. So, yeah, no, just a, it's just a pinhole leak. I got under the truck and I jacked the truck up and looked once I saw the big pool of what I originally thought was oil, and I was wiping my hands with a blue rag, and of course I couldn't see the color difference, and I didn't smell it, so I didn't smell difference. And my wife brought, I asked for some more rags, and she brought out some more rags. They were a white paper towel, and as soon as we started wiping up, she's like, that's red. I'm like, oh man, that's transmission. So yeah, so I guess if you want to look at the silver lining, it happened in my driveway and not halfway to Manning Park. It could have been a lot more expensive. So I guess if you want to look at it that way, that's the way, but it's a disappointing start to holidays.
Roger that, I hear you there. Well, and anyway, you're going to make the best of it, you're going to get the rest of the week, which is a good thing. All right, Paul, well, thanks very much for all of that, and I'll move on now to Mike at Victor Alpha 7, Mike Quebec Delta, go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, Gary. Good evening, everybody on the check-in and chat-net. Yeah, sorry to hear about that, Paul. Yeah, I know you were looking forward to that, and but you're right. The it's best that it was caught early and not halfway to Manning, for sure. Anyway, back to your question. I think this will be my very first field day, so I have no plans. I know Pork of Willem does not have, hasn't had a field day for quite a few years now, so I know there used to be one right by the park by my place, and they no longer do it, so I guess we'll have to check and see what happens. Maybe I'll check other clubs or something, field days, and see what happens, but yeah, it'll be a very first one for me.
Yeah, roger that, Mike. And, of course, there are quite a few going on around the Lower Mainland, so if you can make it out, like, to the Burnaby one, or even the Surrey one, you know, which is going to be real fun, we'd love to see you down there. Okay, well, anything else for the net before I move on?
No, I think that's it for me, but that's an awesome question, by the way. Yeah, I like that question. I was thinking that someday I probably would participate on some of the other club events and field day for sure. So, excellent question. This is Victor Alpha 7, Mike Quebec Delta. Thanks for taking my check-in. Thanks for running the net. 7-3.
Okay, thank you very much for that, Mike. I'm going to roll back to John. I wonder if his truck is all clean after being blasted by a bunch of seagulls there. Victor Echo 7, Oscar Delta Echo, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Victor Echo 7, Oscar Delta Echo. Yeah, finally got through the all that stuff. Their dryer business is the pit, though. It seems to have been going downhill a bit, but tonight it was outrageous. I don't know, maybe they're just not keeping the equipment or turning down the heat on the dryer, I don't know. Anyway, I guess that's my rant for the time being. Back to you.
Well, yeah, I can see that. You know, it's interesting that you have to go to a car wash to wash your car. You can't do it in your own driveway right now with the restrictions going on, at least not in my neighborhood anyway. But there you go. Oh, well, I guess you'd need to take the shimmy out and clean the truck off and do it that way, I presume, after. All right. So any plans, though, John, for field day?
Well, I'll be over at Caribou Park with the rest of the Burnaby gang. Actually, I got to give our friend Shannon a quick call just to make sure that I picked up what I was supposed to pick up for the groceries and stuff like that, and make sure there's nothing else that might be needed. In fact, I forgot to ask about what we're going to have for drinks. Didn't think that they would appreciate a bill from the local liquor store for several cases of Molson soda, but it might not be a good idea in a public park anyhow. So anyway, I'm still kind of whittling away at helping out. Back to you.
All right, John. Well, thanks for all of that. And I'll move back on now, back onto the list again. I'm up to 9 check-ins so far. Have we got anybody else in groups of 3? Please come now for the check-in and chat deck. And I will remind you that I'm on the Victor Echo 7 Romeo Papa Tango repeater. And this is Gary from Victor Echo 7 Golf Papa Romeo. And the subject today is field day. Please come now, 3 at a time.
Victor Echo 7, Victor Papa for a recheck.
Dr. Papa.
Okay, I got Victor Papa for a recheck, and then there was somebody else right after you there, and I missed the tail end of that. Go ahead.
Juliet Oscar Papa.
Okay, Juliet Oscar Papa, Jose. This time I got it right, I hope. Okay, I'll come back to you in a second there, Jose. Go ahead there, Paul, with your recheck.
Yeah, I didn't say what I was doing for field day, even though my field day plans were shot to hell. I will be heading out to the White Rock Club in the morning and seeing what's going on there. And depending when my truck is ready or not, I will be heading off to the Delta site to say hi to the guys there as well. So if I have time, I'll swing by the Surrey site, but I'm not sure if I'll have time for that. If I do, we'll see you there, Gary.
Roger that, Paul. I'll tell you something. It's a really cool site. It really is cool. I was going to talk about that in a few moments here, but yeah, you'll really enjoy it. Okay, I'll move on to Jose now at Victor X7. Juliet Oscar Popper, go ahead.
Good evening, Gary. This is Victor Alpha 7, Juliet Oscar Papa. And we're just camping here at Tearsley Save Lake area and just hoping you have a good day and thank you for taking our check-in. That's my daughter, Elena.
And my girlfriend is Oscar Papa, please.
I hope you have a great night, Gary. 7-3.
Oh, roger that, Jose. Oh, it always puts a big smile on my face, even though I do mess up your call signs, you guys. I don't know why I keep doing that, but what can I tell you? Wonderful night. Enjoy the time up at Stave there, and have a great one. 7-3. Okie dokie. I'm moving on. I'm looking for some more check-ins. Please come now.
Victor Echo 7, after Gulf Quebec.
Was that Victor Echo 7, Oscar Delta, Quebec?
Oscar Golf, Quebec.
And sorry, one more time, it just broke up between the Oscar and the Quebec, believe it or not.
Victor Echo 7, Oscar Golf, Quebec.
Okay, I got it. Victor Echo 7, Oscar Golf, Quebec. Go ahead.
Yes, so my name is... the hobby, and for this Thursday, I'm going to go to Queen Elizabeth Park.
Okay, Oliver, can you come sort of move around? Your signal strength went right down. Maybe turn your head slightly and give us a call back again. I understand you're going to go to Queen Elizabeth Park. Is that correct?
Yeah, Queen Elizabeth Park. Maybe I'm going to...